Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why do they want to bury this story? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the media, big pharma, and certainly big government and Biden and Fauci don't want you to hear the stories of real people who have been injured or even those who have died as a result of these COVID shots. Rather, they want to pump out the narrative that everything is fine, all is well, these shots are safe, and don't worry about these other adverse reactions. But this particular person, her name is Dr. Hertz. She's a medical doctor, and she has practiced in the same hospital for years. As a medical doctor, Dr. Hertz has received vaccines all of her life. She's been pro-vaccine. She believed the science, and she was among the first to get the COVID shot to do her part. On December 23, 2020, Dr. Hertz received the first dosage of a Pfizer shot at the hospital where she worked for years. By the time that she walked to her car, 15 minutes or so later, her face began to tingle painfully, and it became very numb, and it burned. By the time she reached her home an hour later, she thought she was going to literally faint. Someone called 911, and paramedics arrived to find her blood pressure sky high. She was advised to rest at home, but the next day, the burning and the tingling had returned or turned into a full-scale paresthesia, and her skin was like constantly on fire. New symptoms began to develop overnight, tinnitus or ringing of the ears, and loud, constant ringing occurred. She had blurred vision and dizziness that set in. Then chest tightening began. It felt as though someone had literally put a rope around her chest and was trying to squeeze the life out of her. And these symptoms are still going on. This is Dr. Hertz, a medical doctor, and then she started to try to get medical treatment, and the doctors, and she obviously has a lot of contacts with other medical doctors, she went to the ER, wanted to get help, but they didn't know what to do.
You know, Matt, and tragically, she's just one example of thousands of examples of people that are encountering these adverse effects, as well as people that have passed away as a result of these jabs. I mean, the numbers increase every day, every week. We have the websites on our website, lc.org/vaccine, and you can go on there and look at all the examples, and it's tragic what's happening, but you're right. The media is not, you know, giving this information because they don't want you to. They want you to succumb to the vaccine jab.
Yeah, she said after 2 weeks, she said, quote, "I thought I was going to die." Mm. This is a medical doctor who was wanting to follow the science. She did not do her independent research before doing this. She trusted the, quote, science that was being presented to her by the CDC, the FDA, and other people. She wanted to be an example. And this is where she is now. So she ended up doing her own research after having this shot, after going through these significant medical conditions, not being able to get answers from other doctors who were just completely unaware how to treat something like what they were seeing. And so she found out that there were a lot of other people who have the same kinds of reactions. And so she created her own website, and it's a website that has video and also other stories of people who have had injuries from these shots. And it's the website that you can go to on our website. As you mentioned, Holly, it's lc.org/vaccine. You can scroll down to personal stories, and it's going to be the first link there. It's the C19 website. You can find it there. You can also find other stories with regards to the press conference that Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, presented, and he allowed people to share their stories.
Right, and you know, people need to understand, we need to know that these jabs, shots, whatever you want to call them, injections, are under emergency authorization use. They are a trial. They have not been properly tested. So every person that takes one is an experiment.
Yeah, and in fact, we have a recorded statement now from a Moderna person.
Right, who admitted that.
Admitted that to someone who called in that had an adverse reaction.
Right. She got the Guillain-Barré disease, and she's like, I can't walk anymore. You know, what's going on? And he admitted, you're part of the experiment.
You're part of the experiment. You're part of this massive clinical trial that's ongoing, everybody who takes it. Now, this is a very serious situation. I sent it out through a Liberty Counsel email, this very story right here regarding this doctor.
Right, and all these are serious. That's why we're messaging this so much.
And the media doesn't want to, they want to pretend like these people are non-existent. Social media wants to take their stories off like they're fake. These are real people, and literally I have wept multiple times listening to their stories. Just my heart breaks that these people are going through these serious conditions.
Like I think of the mother, you know, and when you talked about the Ron Johnson press conference, my young mother who sat there with her 12-year-old child who is now in a wheelchair with a tube in her nose. She was once very active, and she said, you know, my children, I volunteered them for this, you know, experiment, so to speak, and now look at her.
Yeah,
she's in a wheelchair. That breaks your heart.
That breaks your heart. It's a 12-year-old girl. She was part of the trial for putting these shots in young children, which that should never happen. They're the last group of people that need any of these shots. But she was a straight-A student. She's confined to a wheelchair. She has a feeding tube that goes in her nose. And she was at the Senator Ron Johnson press conference. Now, like I said, I sent this email regarding Dr. Hertz's story out to some of our Liberty Counsel recipients. And a person emailed me last week and said, I believe this doctor because I'm suffering the same exact symptoms after I had the shot. And so we've put her in touch with Dr. Hertz to be able to get some support. And, you know, the fact is, Holly, that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are having adverse reactions. Every week, the adverse reactions increase by 30,000 or more every week that are reported, and that report is less than 1% of actual. In one week, from Friday to Friday, where these reports are updated every Friday, the number of deaths increased by more than 2,000 in 1 week.
And you know, Matt, not to mention the children that didn't have the opportunity to be born, the high percentage of women that are having miscarriages, even late-term miscarriages. These children didn't even have a chance to breathe because the mother thought, oh, I need to do this.
You have to add another 1,000 on those.
Yes.
And again, the reports that are on the VAERS report are less than 1% of actual, according to historic information. VAERS has been in existence for 31 years, from July 1, 1990 is when it was started. And if you look at the first 6 months of this COVID vaccine, first 6 months from the three different ones in the United States, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, first 6 months, there's over 9,000 reported deaths, over 9,000. Over the 31 years prior to these 6 months, the total deaths from all vaccines combined over 3+ decades is just over 5,000. In 6 months, we have doubled the amount of deaths that had been recorded over 31 years from vaccine reactions and deaths as a result of these all vaccines combined.
And you know,
this is incredible.
It's really important that you look at these before you make a choice. You know, and we as a legal organization have helped. I mean, we recently helped two dental students who were being forced to take that in order to finish their education. You know, we have a memo on our website that you can show employers or schools that they cannot force you to take this.
That's right. You can go to lc.org/vaccine, and we have that memo right there on that page, lc.org/vaccine. We have a lot of other information.
Right. We personally help those who've been in this situation.
Yeah, because what's happening is Biden and Fauci and others, they're really, really pushing this vaccine mandate, the so-called vaccine passport, going door to door now. We're going to talk more about their tactics, but it is a very serious threat to our freedom and to our health to push this and coerce people. The shot for the flu shot back in the 70s was stopped after 53 deaths.
Right.
We're now skyrocketing here in 6 months. It's insane. These forced vaccine mandates and vaccine passports must end. Go to lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.